And this is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the old Trailblazer, riding out on old Dan early this morning, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. I wish you folks would sit down and write me. Let me give you my mailing address. It's the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Many of you hearing me for the first time, maybe we just went on the station where you live there. Would you sit down and write me? Say, Trailblazer, the broadcast coming in loud and clear. Would you do that? I was just going recently on some couple of new stations up there in the Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina area. And would you sit down and write me? I wish you would. I'd love to hear from you. Just tell me you hear me. That's all I want you to hear. And all I want to hear is tell me you're listening, you're hearing me. And if the Lord moves your heart, send me a generous offering for the broadcast. Keep these messages going out. You know there's so much error on the radio today. I hear so much of it. And I wonder why folks support error. Would you ask the Lord? The Bible says to try every spirit. Did you know that? Don't be duped by some of these false preachers who all they do is plead for money. We hardly ever ask for money on this broadcast. But if you would, we appreciate it if you'd help us. Our address is the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. We've been bringing you a series of studies on blood redemption, and we begin in our last study looking at the Lord will provide, Jehovah Jireh, there in Genesis 22. And we want to look this morning about this great fact that Abraham had to learn that Isaac, his son, had to be saved just like old Abraham was saved. One night Abraham was sitting in the door of his tent, or he was out there in his resting place somewhere meditating upon the things of the Lord, and just sitting there. You know that's the greatest place to be when we are saved. I mentioned to you last two or three times, I love to go out on the back porch late of the evening when it's cool and sit there and just, I guess you could call it staring off into space. You ever see someone, they don't seem to know there's anyone else around? I like to do that. Somebody think I'm kind of nutty, but that's all right. A lot of folks think that anyhow. But I like to just get quiet. You like a crowd? No, I don't. I don't like to go to a crowd. No, sir, I don't like anything like that, unless it's a crowd of God's people. But I don't like to be caught up in the world. I don't like to go to the mall, hardly, when it's especially when these demon holidays come along, which we'll have for long, Christmas and all of that stuff, Halloween now. All of those things, folks flock over there. I don't like to go. But listen, old Abraham was sitting out there meditating, and listen, there it was that the Lord spoke to Abraham and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. Does the Lord ever speak to you? Does the Lord ever speak to you, my friend? Not going to speak in an audible voice. No. That's why we're to search God's Word. That's the only place that you're going to find God speaking to you. Listen now. Reading from the 22nd chapter of Genesis, we see here that Abraham readily recognized the voice of Jehovah, his Redeemer. This is true with every born-again believer. He knows the voice that God speaks to him through the Word, by His Spirit. The sweetest fellowship in this life is the fellowship of a born-again believer with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that fellowship is far greater than your fellowship with your wife or your husband or your family, your children, your church member. That fellowship is something that the world knows nothing about. Oh, no. No, it's all exclusive, my man, or inclusive. It's such a fellowship as if it were the only child that the Lord ever had. Did you ever get that impression that the Lord treats you like an only child, that he does for you like an only child? When the Lord deals with your heart after he saved you, you are unaware of the masses of humanity that he's already saved. He's dealing with you on a one-on-one. When you walk in such fellowship, you readily recognize the voice of the Lord. So did old Abraham. Then God said to him, Abraham, take now thy son, thy only son, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Now listen. Listen. You say, what a cruel God. Let me repeat. Abraham came face to face with this one fact, that his son Isaac must be saved just exactly like he was saved. Now, I tell my folks here that no one, everyone is saved just alike, just exactly alike. And how is that? By blood redemption. I don't mean that you will experience the same degree of Holy Spirit conviction. I've never said that. I've had folks accuse me of saying that a sinner has to mourn over his sin for months and even years. I don't say that. I believe there comes a morning when you see yourself wicked. There comes a mourning in your heart. There comes a sorrow for sin. There comes a grieving over the fact that you sinned against a holy and just God. That's the mourning I'm speaking about. I don't mean you go around with a long face and drag your lip on the ground and look like you fell out of a flour barrel, hoping the Lord will save you because of your piety. That's not salvation. That's all demon spirit, my friend. Abraham had become so wrapped up in his son, the son of promise. You know, the Lord had given him that promise back there years ago, and it come to fruition there in their old age, and he had become wrapped up. I see folks do that. I see folks who, when their children walk in the room, their eyes just light up and they make excuses for them. Oh, well, they can't come to church because they work so hard. They just can't make it because they're not feeling good. But they feel good enough to get up and go up to work every morning. They feel good enough to be strutting around the town all the time. They feel good enough to do what they want to do. But mothers especially, oh, they look upon them. And old Abraham had gotten to that place to where he had forgotten that Isaac had to be redeemed by blood, just like he was. We, as parents, we want our children saved. And we somehow, unconsciously maybe, we don't want them to have to be saved like we were. We want to spare them from Holy Spirit conviction, but it'll never happen, my friend. If your son or your daughter ever gets saved, they will come down the same road of Holy Spirit conviction that you came down. They'll come to see themselves as lost, lost, lost. And listen, listen. When the call of God came for old Abraham to surrender Isaac into the hands of his Redeemer, Abraham did not falter or hesitate. Now, he never made any excuses. He never said, well, you know, God, Abraham's been a good boy. He's been a good boy. I hear that so much, I'm sick. We have these thugs get shot down on the corners here in New Orleans almost every night, dope dealers, dope peddlers, dope takers, and their mother, they interview them on the television. He was a good boy. He was such a good boy. My boy's dead now, and he's such a good boy. He was good at running drugs. He was good at smoking dope. He was good at being a thug. That's right. But old Abraham, he never said that. He never said a word. He didn't falter. How few of us today have any idea what it means for a soul to be saved and redeemed by the blood of the Son of God? How few of us today connect death and dying and resurrection with the salvation of a soul? The doctrine of salvation has fallen in such disrepute, and has been connected with such shallowness and empty profession until very few today realize what salvation means. Do you know what even the word salvation means, my listener friend? It means a deliverance. It means a deliverance from sin. It don't mean joining some church. It doesn't mean shaking some little 90-day wonder preacher's hand. It doesn't mean coming out under a great revival where Dr. So-and-so has brought the message, and, you know, Dr. So-and-so, the head of this theological seminary, is going to be our guest speaker, and he makes a little talk. And then folks think that since Dr. So-and-so, oh, I was saved under Dr. So-and-so's ministry. Well, that don't mean a snap of your fingers, my friend. No, no, sir. No, sir. I believe the most gracious time in the world is when the Lord takes some poor old ignoramus and saves him and puts him into the ministry like we had here many years ago. Old Brother Joe Granier, old Frenchman down here, couldn't hardly read nor write, couldn't say hardly the English. And he'd say in his message, he was an evangelist here, and he came here and he said, it's neither this, it's neither that. Christ died for sinners. Are you a sinner? Did you know that's the only message that I have? It's neither this, it's neither that. Christ died for sinners. Poor old ignoramus didn't know Genesis from Revelation, but the Lord had awakened him and opened his heart and showed him himself and saved him and revealed Christ unto him as his Lord and Savior and revealed to him that you must be brought down, down, down at the feet of Christ. Then we had another man here who was half French and half Italian and couldn't read nor write, couldn't speak either one of them. Spoke broken English, and he would stand here and point his finger at the auditorium and the people in the auditorium, and he'd say, come clean, come clear, or go to hell. That's my message today. Sinner, sinner? Are you trifling your soul away? Come clean, come clear, or go to hell. It's neither this, it's neither that. And then the late Pastor Shelton coined this expression. He said, if you can't go back to the time and the place that you found yourself lost and undone and saw yourself as a sinner on the dunghill being cast out outside of the gate of the city, there, polluted in your own blood, if you can't go back to that time, if the Lord has never shown you yourself, you're not saved. And I reiterate that statement this morning. My friend, I don't care what position in life you have. I don't care how high you've risen. I don't care how low you've fallen. I don't care how complacent you are. I don't care what a testimony you have, a mile long and a yard wide. I don't care about that. I don't care one thing about that. Can you go back to the time that you took your place as a sinner before God and admitted and confessed that you were a sinner and begged the Lord for mercy? Yes, I said beg. Every sinner becomes a beggar, my friend. Oh, listen. Oh, I know our highfalutin, high society churches don't have a message like this. Fella told me not long ago, said, Pastor, you wouldn't last 30 days in average Baptist church. I said, I know it, and I don't intend to go there because the Lord hadn't called me to go there. He called me here to this little place where a little handful of folks have been saved, and a handful wants to be saved, and yet he's given us a nationwide broadcast across this nation every Sunday. Over 40-odd radio stations, sending this message of redemption out to a lost and dying world. Folks make fun. They say their message, when Pastor Shelton died, they said it won't last 90 days. But it's been 31 years now, 30 years since the Pastor Shelton went on to be with the Lord. And the Lord is blessing the work here and sending the money in to get these broadcasts out to a lost and dying world. We have an office force here dedicated on getting out the message, getting out the gospel. They've impoverished themselves here to put every nickel that they have, every penny that they have, above a meager living into getting out the gospel. And that's what the Trailblazer is doing, putting everything into the message here, throwing myself into the breach that you might be saved. It's not child play with me. It's not a light thing. It's not a funny thing. I don't tell jokes to keep you entertained. I tell you, lest you repent, you're going to die. And lest you repent, you're going to go to hell. And except you repent, you'll spend eternity in hell with the devil and with all of those others, the whoremongers, the fearful, the liars, and the deceivers. And they'll be there. You may be lily white, but you've never been saved. Oh, you have a profession a mile wide and a yard long, and you can tell this and tell that. But do you know the Lord? Down deep underneath it all, when you lay on your bed at night, on your good cool bed with a soft pillow, can you look up, my friend, and say, thank you, Lord, for saving an old sinner? Can you say, the old Trailblazer tells me how I've been saved? Can you tell me, the Trailblazer, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. I was there one day. I remember when the Lord saved me, brought me down at his feet, crying, Lord, have mercy upon me. I know this is not a popular message. I know we'll never win the acclaim of the world. I know that because men hate the gospel. Oh, they wouldn't say it, but they do. They don't want anything to mess up their little bird nest or their little playhouse. No, sir, don't step on my toes. No, sir. No, sir. They sit and say, well, I hope the message goes home to some other heart out there, not mine. But what about you, Sailor? What about you, Mother? Are you saved? Are you up this morning getting the children off to school or maybe got them off and back getting you a second cup of coffee and resting there looking at the paper a little bit, listening to the old Trailblazer? I wish you'd lay the paper down. Think about your soul. Are you saved? Where are you going to spend eternity? I wish you'd write me and send me a generous offering for the old Trailblazer. Remember, my mailing address is the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. And just say, Pastor, I want to help you. I want to stay with you. I want to see you through, Pastor. I have lost loved ones. I wish you'd pray for them. I will. I pray for you. And you pray for me. Would you write me and tell me you're praying for me? But would you help me with the broadcast? Remember, I love you. My heart's burden for you as the days come and go. Remember the old Trailblazer. Goodbye and God bless you.